The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You with your host John Ryan and Otto Loos. And actually, we just finished with Fran Green, which was a tremendous segment, but we're going right into our old-time radio, which is Duffy's Tavern, and the episode is Mystery Valentine.
It's Duffy's Tavern, the Friday night transcribed feature on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. And now here we go, friends, to Duffy's Tavern with our guest, Shelley Winters, and starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Duffy's Tavern, where do you late meat eat? Archie, the man, just speaking. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. You sound mad. What's wrong? When you answered the doorbell this morning, you was wearing Mrs. Duffy's bathrobe. Well, what's wrong with that? The milkman kissed you, huh? Well, what happened? Did you slug the guy? Oh, if he's been kissing Mrs. Duffy, he's had punishment enough. You still mad? You think you'll come down here to cool off? Duffy, tonight the tavern ain't no place to cool off. Shelley Winters is coming down. Yeah, Winters is the name, Duffy, but it really should be Summers, you know. The way she raises a guy's temperature. What she look like? Well, you know, I told you about the temperature and... With the sweat pouring down into your eyes, you can't get a good look. She's a very versatile thing, Duffy, you know. She acts on a stage, she's in the movies, sings in musical comedies, and she's packed to the hilt with talent. Brother, what a hilt. Also, a sensational pair of gams. Yes, sir, with them legs, she's made more successful crossings than Pan American Airways. Well, look, I got work to do, Duffy. I'll call you back. Oh, Yasha! Yasha! Where is that Yasha Penya Slavny?
How do you do?
Tell me, Yasha, did... Did any letters or mail come in today?
Like an avalanche.
Oh, well, let me see the mail. Hey, these personal letters are mine. They've been opened.
I can read them closed.
Yes, it might have been personal correspondence from a dame, you know. I don't want you to be reading me private mail.
Okay, my boss. Or may I call you Cuddles?
But opening somebody else's letters, how can you do such a thing?
How?
Yeah.
Easy. I am holding them over a tea kettle. By the by, here is one letter that I'm thinking you will find extremely interesting.
What, Billy Do from a female admirer?
No, Billy Do overdue from the gas company.
Oh. What does it say?
Unless you pay your bill immediately, you will hear from our attorneys.
Yeah, throw it away. What's the next letter?
From their attorney. Oh,
yeah, they're attorneys, huh? Yeah. Well, they can't scare me into paying their dirty bills. If I don't pay them, what can they do to me? What's the next letter?
It's from Sing Sing.
Well, at last, some social correspondence. Well, it's from my old friend Nitro McNulty.
Oh, what did he say? What did he say?
Let me see. Dear Archie, planning to escape. Meet me outside of main wall in automobile and bring my wife. Signed, Nitro. P.S. Bring along another girl for me. Signed, the warden. Let's get to the next letter. I wonder who this is from.
It's from Peaches Latour, the striptease.
But you didn't open it. How do you know it's from Peaches LaTorta strip tease?
The stamp is peeling off.
Give me that letter. Let's see. Hey, you're wrong. It ain't a letter. It's a valentine.
A valentine.
Hey, let's see. Love to you, my sweetheart mine. Will you be my valentine?
I'll be yours if you'll be mine. To you from me, from swine to swine.
It does not say that, Yashi. I'm afraid you're just jealous.
Me jealous? Me jealous? I'm also having a girl writing me letters.
Writing you letters?
Yes. Every day she is wanting to see me. She's calling me on the telephone. She is writing me letters, always wanting to see me. Fortunately, I put a stop to it.
How?
I let her see me.
Well, that's one way of killing the goose. Now, let me see. Who could have sent this valentine? Oh, Miss Duffy.
Yes, Archie.
Miss Duffy, did you send me a valentine?
Is there a name on it?
No, no signature. It's just unanimous. Let's see. Looks like some dame is out to marry me, but she's too ashamed to sign her name.
Archie, you're being silly. A valentine like that ain't being personal.
What do you mean?
Look at it. It's printed.
If so, a marriage license is just printed, too. Fact, though, don't tell me about dames. All I ever think about is getting married. Believe me, I made a study of them.
Then how come you keep taking them out?
Research. But they ain't gonna get all odds. Believe me, I've seen too many horrible results from marriage.
Hello, Arch.
Perfect example. Hiya, Finnegan.
Top tip.
Top tip? That's tipped up.
I know, but I'm feeling a little backward today.
Well, that's normal. Let's see. Who could have sent that valentine?
You got a valentine, Arch?
Yeah, it seems there's a dame in love with me.
Love?
Yeah, love.
Love?
Well, you know what love is, don't you?
Well, I know it has something to do with dames, but from there on, I ain't too clear.
Well, I'll try to explain it. You see, Finnegan, in biology, there's two kinds of genders, you see, men and women. I assume you know what marriage is.
Oh, sure. That's what you got to have before you get a divorce.
Yeah. Well, that's one school of thought, but to put it more succinctly, marriage is, sort of a friendship that gets loused up. Now, Finnegan, the point of this talk is I want you to promise me if you ever see a dame getting me in a clutch.
Yeah?
Unclutch me. Break it up. You know, help me use me willpower.
I certainly will, Arch.
Thanks.
You don't think I'm going to let a dame come between us?
Finnegan, old man, how does it feel to be an idiot?
Well, not too bad, Arch. The trouble is the hours are so long.
Leave us quit this nonsense talk now. Now, who could have sent this valentine? Maybe I better forget about it. Shelley Winters will be coming down here any minute.
Shelley Winters. Humph!
And what's the humph?
Well, not that I want to take anything away from Shelley Winters.
Go ahead, take it away. You need it more than she does.
What I'm trying to say is she's been a very lucky girl.
You should be rolling the same pair of dice. What do you mean, lucky? She's got brains and beauty and talent.
Yeah, but where would that get her if Edison hadn't invented motion pictures?
You call that lucky?
What else? Look, Archie, be honest.
Yeah.
Suppose a movie producer needs a star for a picture and he has to choose between Shelley Winters and me. Who does he pick?
Shelley Winters.
There you are. It's a 50-50 chance and she wins. Believe me, one screen test and I'd have Ray Milland and Clark Gable chasing me, too.
With a baseball bat. You'd have Ray Milland and Clark Gable taking you. They wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot Louisville slugger. And if you think you're so hot, why don't you try to get into the movies?
What? Have men bothering me morning, noon, and night?
Men bothering you?
That's bad?
Frankly, I'm bored with men.
Oh, no. This from a dame that sits in the front row at circuses waiting for a human cannonball to overshoot the mark. Get her bored with men.
Arch, is this dame annoying you?
Yeah, very much.
Well, beat it, sister. This man has already been spoken for. Say, Arch.
Yeah?
I've been giving quite a lot of thought to what you told me.
You've been giving a lot of thought, huh? Mm. Well, good for you, Finnegan.
Only I forget what it is.
Okay, I'll explain it again. Now, and this goes for you, too, Planyaslavnik. You guys got to help me to keep me willpower, you know. Now, if a dame starts making passes at me, what do you do?
Well, we break it up.
Right. Now, how are you going to do it?
Very simple. I merely say, Madame, I believe you dropped your handkerchief. Then, when she bends over to pick it up...
Yes?
I kick her right in the teeth.
Well... ain't exactly Emily Posty, but at least it'll be effective. Now, let me see this Valentine. Hey, it is. I didn't notice. What's under the heart?
What's under the heart?
Yeah.
The liver.
No, I mean, what's under the heart on this Valentine? It's a poem. Let's see here. Roses are red, licorice is black. Kiss me, sweetheart, and I'll kiss you back. Hey, wait a minute. This proves it. I know who's after me.
Who?
Shelley Winters.
Shelley Winters, are you kidding?
Look, Miss Duffy, this is poetry, ain't it?
Yeah.
Did you ever have a poet named Byron?
Yeah.
Keats?
Mm-hmm.
Did it ever occur to you that there is also a poet named Shelley? And as further proof, just take a look at this word.
What word?
Sweetheart.
Please, this is so sudden.
Please. Miss Slavnik, I'm talking about the word sweetheart in the poem. And Miss Duffy, in the word sweetheart, what's the first two letters?
S-W.
I suppose it's a coincidence that Shelley Winter's initial is also S-W? Finnegan, you better keep your eye on me tonight and... watch that willpower. I'm afraid the dame has interior motives.
Don't worry, Arch. We'll protect you.
I think I'll need it. You know, she's at that dangerous Hollywood age. Between husbands. So don't forget your promise, fellas. The first time you see a gleam in your eye, I want you to quick hop in and frustrate her.
Well, you better put your frustrators on quick, because there she is coming in the door right now.
Oh, brother, look at those. I mean, look at that.
Arch, don't forget. Willpower.
Okay, Finnegan, I'll play it safe. I'll only look her in the face. Yes, sir. I'll bridle me passions. I'll stifle myself. I'll dam up me emotions.
Hello, Archie.
Run for the hills, boys. The dam has burst.
Shelley Wimp.
Well, Archie, this is the first time I've ever...
Just a second, Miss Winters. I happen to know how you feel, but I'm sorry. The answer is definitely no.
Well, that's a cool greeting.
Coolness is as coolness does.
Attaboy, Arch.
Archie, aren't you even going to shake hands?
Well, I'll shake hands, okay, but just a quick one.
All right, then I'll take off my gloves.
What's that?
I'll take off my gloves.
Oh, no, you don't, sister.
Thank you, Finnegan.
Say, what's going on here?
Look, Miss Winters, I want you to know that you mean nothing to me.
What?
You heard me. Them soft blue eyes, they mean nothing. And beautiful blonde hair and lips. Gorgeous figure and terrific legs. They do nothing to me, see?
course. But here.
What?
Your eyes, they just popped out of their sockets.
You're listening to LIU Post Public Radio.